Trying to finish up over here in the Chelek Sheni Perek Lamed Gimel that we started a couple weeks ago about Maimon HaSinai. So the Rambam's sheet over here is, again, that it's not possible for the entire nation to be on the level of Nevuah from Maimon HaSinai. And therefore he learns that not everybody was a Navi, because naturally that's not possible, and therefore the people who were not Nevi'im were really hearing a call, some kind of a call Nivra, and not any particular words, right? That's his idea, and he says like this, that the Dibor was really to Moshe. And they heard the call. Ha kol hahu ha'otzum lo hevdil hadvarim. V'yav shoma ha kol hahu ha'otzum omar kishomachem es ha'kol. And he goes through his rayas. Okay. And then he says that he holds, that he considers to be the position of Chazal, Rov Divrei Chazal. And but there are certain mamoros Chazal that say that everybody heard the first two dibros, correct? Yeah. Anochi v'lo yelecho mipi ha'gvura shom'um rotzim bazeh. So he says, what does it mean they heard it from mipi ha'gvura? Shehem higi aleihem, those two reached them, k'moshi higi l'moshe Rabbeinu Olashom. Okay. And not v'lo hoya Moshe Rabbeinu Olashom magi'em aleihem. Not that Moshe Rabbeinu had to convey it to them. So that's the Maimar Chazal. So that seems to go against his shita, that says basically it's impossible for the entire Am to be on the level of Nevuah, since Nevuah is a natural thing that requires tremendous hachana and talents and etc. So he, therefore this would seem to present a problem to Hashita. So he says like this. He says no. What it means is these two shrushim, meaning Mitzias Hashem and Achduso, they are yusag be'iyun hanushi. They're understood with man's own mind, and anything that you know from a proof, the Mishpat HaNavi and the Mishpat Kol Mi Sheyodeu is Shaveh. Okay? And Lo Noda Shnei HaShrashim Elo Mitzad Nevuah Levad, those two Shrashim are not known from Nevuah alone. As it says, Tareis Ladas, okay? And that's what it means. And the other dibros are mefusamos, what he calls, and mekubalos. They're not from the category of muskalos, and therefore they were not perceived by the am. But what does it mean about the first two dibros? Okay, how did they? What were they hearing in the first two dibros? Right, that was the question. So again, he says, "V'im kol mashe shezochru gamkein mina inyahu hayotzi mina ksuvim v'divrei hachachamim." So it's a question. I mean, Abarbanel wants to say that the Rambam holds. It's not clear from the Rambam, but Abarbanel wants to say that it's possible that they were able to be trained and prepared with the knowledge of those first two dibros, and then maybe they could have the nevuah too. In other words, to be prepared for the Nevuah for those two Dibros as possible. It's an interesting idea. Ephodi was saying the other way, that they had the knowledge, and then the Kol made it real to them. Right. Abarbanel says maybe the Rambam means the other way. Maybe it means you can't get everybody onto the level of Nevuah per se, but if they're trained in these ideas, then in terms of those ideas, they're now Muhan, like a particular Hachana. But 1 second. He says, but let's just get back to the main point. He says like this. Barbanel, at least, it does seem that the Rambam prefers the first way. Okay. And he says like this. V'im kol masha zochru gam kein mina eina hu hayote mina ksuvim v'divrei chacham hu shelo shomu kol yisrael b'maimer ahu ela kol echad levad pamachas. Whatever you say, he says, it seems clear that they only heard one call once. And v'hu amaymar asher hisig Moshe v'kol yisrael mimenu anochi v'lo yeh lecho. Okay. And that's the same maimar that they were able to perceive. Everybody was able to perceive those two diros. V'hishmiu lehem Moshe Rabbeinu b'dabro b'hevdel osios nishmos. Okay. Yeah. And that is Achas Dibro Lakim Shtaim Zushamanu. Meaning, like this. Ubiro Barosh Medrash Shehem Lo Shamu Maimar Echad Meito Yisale. Acher Meito, I'm sorry. Yisale. The Kosovitoras Betorah Kol Godav Lo Yosof. The Achashemua Hakolahu Harishon. Yeah, so what comes out of this whole thing? What are we saying over there in the end? Sof kol sof. What does Rama Shita? They heard an intelligible statement, or they just heard a great voice?
For the first two?
The way Abarab Benel learns, he's all like this. Hine rav piresh ha-maimar hu kifi das ha-omer Vihu Omer Rotsim Bo. So he says like this, Shehem Higiu Alehem Kimoshi Higiu Lemosh Rabbeinu Olav Hashem Kloma Sheshamu Hakol Vihivinu HaDevarim. Okay. Vihi Nevuah Gemura Ba'osam Beis Dibros. So he wants to say that that's what the Rambam means, that they had Nevuah Gemura on those two Dibros. Achar shehem higiu aleihem ba'oso ofen v'derech nevui k'moshi higiu lemosha l'vasham higiu aleihem. Okay, that's what it means. Pia gvura lom shomam, not from Moshe, not like the other 611. Lefi she now, he says, now since it's different, since it's akasha, how is that possible that they could be on the level of nevuah without the hachana? So that's why the Ram has to explain, according to that opinion. That the Am were all prepared to accept those, to receive those two Dibros, because they were they had the perfection before that with the knowledge of those Shrashim through proofs. Ratzalom, right. Ulefisha kol mash yodeh b'mofes mishpat anavi bo mishpat hachacham hu shaveh. That's why when they know those two things in a derech ian and mofes, that yediya is a hachana that by which they can have a Kabbalah of those two, to be Makabal of those two Dibros. V'hevein havrav, divrei harav, kefi mashahem, shelo omar harav, shehamofes, and he wants to prove his pshat, okay? Because the Ram doesn't say, shehamofes ha'iyuni shove lema'alas ha'nevuah, v'shederech ha'muna b'shnehem shove. He doesn't say that the level of the Mofes is the same as Nevuah in terms of the Derech Amuna, whatever that is. He says, what does he say? He says, Ki im shem mishpat ha-navi u mishpat ha-chacham shavah. Ratzalom ha-mishpat asher yitem bidrush ha-hu ha-chacham al-dat ha-mofes, al-derech Mofes. Hu shavah le-mishpat asher yitem ha-navi mimashi yikavu b'koach ha-nevuah so. Ki emes hu maskim mikol tzad. It's the same. It gets you to the same place. Okay. Omnam haraya shehivi mimasha omram Torah atem ata horesa lo das. That's to prove that the idea shehoy Elohim in these two shrashim was the hachana to have the nevuah. Okay. They had to have the knowledge first, miderech iyun, and then they could be makabel the nevuah. Atahareisa odas. In other words, you are atahareisa b'nevuah zu. You were prepared already in this nevuah. Shekodno, as you were able to see in this nevuah, lefi shekodmo elecha yidia b'shnei ashrasham elu. That's how you were able to have this nevuah. V'heim ki Hashem hu Elokim. Okay, fine. Yeah. 1 second. That's what he wants to say. That's what he wants to say. Buy it? No. You don't buy it? It says, Omnam shara dibros hayu mikat hamafursamos ulechein lo hayolem hachana kodemes iunis lekabel osama dibros hachronos. They didn't have that kind of a preparation. Vizeh kulo omar rav lefi lo kefi daito. See, he says this is all not the Rambam's opinion. Ki hu lo chein yidme ulevavo lo chein yachshov. El kefi das hasheni kinizkar. I mean, that's the way Barbanel is learning. He's saying this is, the Rambam is saying this as an alternative shita, not the dominant, not what he considers to be the predominant shita in Chazal. And to accommodate this shita, according to Barbanel, he's saying that it's possible to say that if your mind is contemplating the truth of these ideas already, now you're able, now in terms of those two things, it's possible to have a nevuah. It's a strange sheet. That's what he wants to interpret the Rambam. Yeah. The problem, though, is if it's a kol nivra, what was the role of that kol? What did the kol accomplish if it's a kol nivra without any chituch devarim? Correct? Right? Yeah. So there's a very interesting, Barbanel, he mentions, he points to an earlier Rambam, very interesting, in Parak Chof Aleph, in the first book. It's very, very interesting. Let's take a look at that. On Vayavar Hashem Al Ponov, Vayikra. It's a very, very interesting Parak. So it's like this. Ovar, right? It's Chelik Rishon Perek Chof Aleph. So he says the word Ovar is its first inyan is the movement of a body from place to place. Okay, fine. Then it can also mean, the Achar Kain Hushal Lehi Moshe Hakolos Ba'avir. It could also be, it's a borrowed term for the sound going through the air. Vayaviru kol b'machana, for drawing the sound through the air. Vayaviru kol b'machana, right? So they caused the sound to pass through the air. Asher anochi shomea ma'avirim. Okay. Ma'avirim Hashem. V'achar kein hushal l'biasa'or v'ashchina. Asher yiru hanavim. Okay, so Ram's going through all the ways the word ovar is used. But then he comes down to an interesting pshat. He says, in the end, he says, "V'chein hushal." He says, "Ukvar hushal od l'mishe yachti kavona achas v'yichavein kavona acheres v'tachlis acheres." It also has the meaning of someone who essentially changes his mind from one purpose to another. Okay. V'hu yorei hachetzi v'haviro. Okay, that's a whole question. Why does that mean that? But anyway, like to get the kid to think something other than what he's really intending to do. Right? He's trying to distract the kid from him and David. Lefizo, so in other words, it could also mean to sort of, vayavor could also mean to go, to change your intention from one thing to another. Okay? Change your mind, so to speak, or to go from one intention to another. So he says, "Ulfi zos ha'hashala hu etzli amro vayavor Hashem al ponov." Ram is an amazing pirish over here. He says, "I think in this sense, I think that's how you should interpret the pasuk of vayavor Hashem al ponov." Okay, I'm not going to translate it because that's the whole problem here. V'haya hakinoi bifonov shav lo yisale. So bifonov goes back to God. He wants to say, okay, not to Moshe. V'chein samuhu rabosenu kiponov zeshav lo yisala. And now he's supporting himself with Chazal, and he says they also say that ponov refers to God. V'im zachu zeh b'chlal ha'gados ein zeh mikomam. Ovel hu chizuk ma'at l'daitenu v'yihye ponov kinoi l'kosh baruch hu. All right, I don't know exactly what he means by that. This is they're talking in Agadah, but still, it's still he'll accept it as a right. Ubiyur zeh kafi masha yirli she Moshe olav hashalom bikesh hasaga achas. So Moshe wanted one kind of knowledge, right? And that kind of knowledge is termed Re'iyas Ponim, right? Ufonai lo yeru. So he wanted Re'iyas, he wanted a knowledge that was Re'iyas Ponim, correct? And God said, no, Ufonai lo yeru. Ve'yadeu basaga lamata mimasha bikesh. So he was able to give him a knowledge lower than he asked. Vehu asher kino so b'ri'as ochor. That's seeing my back, seeing his back, right? That the Ram discusses that ponim and ochor in other places. V'ra'isas achorai ukvar ha'irunuz alze ha'inyan b'mishnah Torah. We already discussed this in the Mishnah Torah. V'omar hine ki Hashem yisale helu mimenu hasaga ha'hi. Hamechuna b'ri'as ponim. So Hashem withheld from him the knowledge that is called Re'iyas Panim, ve'ha'eviro le'inyan acher, and he passed him over to a different thing, to a different matter. Klomar, li'idiyas ha'pu'ulos, ha'myuchasos lo yisala. Instead of Re'iyas Panim, he only granted Moshe knowledge of God's actions, right, that are attributable to him. Sheyechashiv bohem shehem ta'orim rabim. Right, those are the descriptions of the Yigil Midos. Va'omri helim mimenu. What does he mean by that? He hid it from him. He means to say, kizos ha'soga ne'elemes. Not that God withheld it, but it's nimnas betiva. It's impossible. V'shekol odom sholem. Or v'seichel adam shalom im he dovek sichlo b'masha b'tiva sheyasig v'yivake. Yeah. How's that go? V'yivakeish. Right. V'seichel adam shalom. Any person, any perfected person. Im he dovek sichlo b'masha b'tivo shebetivo sheyasig. He's joined with what is capable of understanding naturally. V'yivakeish hasaga acheres acharei. But now he wants to go deeper than the mind is can possibly go. Tishtabesh hazagaso yomos. That's impossible. If a person is in a certain place, his seichel has a certain level of perfection, and he tries to go beyond that, he'll be messed up or he'll die. Okay, like the Ram explains a little later, that it's dangerous to go into the Pardes if you're not ready. You know, all that kind of thing. To go into metaphysics before you're ready will be destructive. So, meant to say that Moshe, at that point, with his Seichel, where it was, it would be impossible for him to get any further knowledge. It's interesting, sort of leaving open the possibility if it's possible at all, but it seems like Moshe represents the highest level of perfection, and therefore it's impossible. Ella, Elim Yelave Love Ezer Aloki, unless he has divine assistance. Visakosi kapio lecha adovri. That's what it means. I will help you. Right? I will assist you so that you won't, so that the knowledge won't make you crazy or kill you. But still, it was only in terms of the lower knowledge. Avalatirgum nohag min hogo be'elanyam. So that's the way the Ram learns the pshat. Now it says, Vayavo Hashem al ponov. I think he elaborates further. Means to say that God sort of changed or moved, so to speak, the objective that Moshe had of Yedias Ponim to Yedias Ochor. And that was capable of being done through Sarkosi Kapi Olecha, which was Ezer Eloki. Now he says, but listen to this. This is the part I wanted you to hear. This is the relevant part. The relevant part is the following part.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Ponov means God.
Ponov means, right. He says it is talking about God, right. Vayavar Hashem al Ponov. Now, is he changed from giving him knowledge of Ponov? That's like Vayavar means to change. To change the or change the kavana, so to speak. Right.
If you're changing Moshe's das, shouldn't it be referring to Moshe?
No. In other words, God is saying Moshe had a request for Panim and Achor, for Panim, and God is saying, "Vayavar Hashem al Panav." He withheld from him the knowledge of Panav. Apparently, he's saying if he would have given him the Azer Eloki, he could have given certain Azer Eloki. It sounds like he's saying maybe he could have gotten. It's a little unclear from this Ram. But he's saying Vayavar Hashem al Panav means to say. Just like it says, to get him off of, to change his plan. It's like a change of plans. It indicates some kind of a change. Vayavor could also mean some kind of a change. Of sheyachti kavana achas v'yichavin kavana acheres. A different kavana. Vayavor can imply a different kavana. So he's saying Moshe had kavana for Panav, and Vayavar Hashem al Panav. Okay, and he changed the kavana from Panav to Achor. So al Panav means God changed about the knowledge of his Panav, of his Panim. You know what I'm saying? Vayavar Hashem al Panav. In other words, God changed kavana regarding Panav, regarding knowledge of Panav. It's a phenomenal pshat, right? So he says, but Tirgum says, Tirgum does what Tirgum always does. And what is that? Whenever he finds some expression that attributes physicality to God, he changes it to a kavod nivra, right? Like yikara dashem, or memra dashem, right? Or what's that? Shechina sometimes, right? So he says, and therefore he says over here, Vayavar Hashem al Panav Vayikra, Vo'evor Hashem Shechinte ala Poi Vikara. So Tirgum goes a different way. And he says, God passed his Shechina in front of Moshe and called out. Right? Nivra. So according to Unculus, there was a created thing that passed before him. V'shem kino hanistar b'fanav shovel Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So who is panav? That would be Moshe. V'yiyeh pirish al panav, meaning lifanav, right? V'yavar Hashem al panav means, and God caused the Shechina to pass lifanav, in front of Moshe.
What is the Shechina?
Huh?
What do we mean by the Shechina here?
Some nivra,
created thing.
Something created.
A physical thing.
Some physical created thing. Okay, kemo v'tavor ha'machna al panov. This week's parsha, right? Hamincha al panov. V'zeh gam kein pirish yofa v'tov. He says Unculus is also a grape shot. U'mimashe mechazik pirish Unculus. He tries to give a little support. It says ba'avor kivodi. Okay. He says kvar biur ki adover ha'over hu dover miyuchas lo yisparach lo atzma yisparach shemo. V'yala kavarahu omar ad avri. V'yavar Hashem al ponov. Okay, now it's like this. So that's Unklus. Now he says, V'im I efshar mi bilti choshev mitzdaref mechusar k'mo shiasa Unklus tomid. Yeah. V'im I efshar. As you know, is there something? Unklus always adds in a word that's missing in his sense, right? Yikara Dashem. He says sometimes it's Yikara, sometimes it's Memra, sometimes it's Shechina. Everything is kefi inin kol makom. He says, Hine anachnu gamkin nosim hametzdaif amechusar hine kol. So we'll also say the hidden thing that's missing is the kol. So the Rambam is trying to do an Unklus. He's trying to do his own move. He says Unculus always adds in Yikara Dashem, or Memra Dashem, or Shchinte. Right? He always adds in some missing, hidden phrase, word, term. He says, I will say it was the kol. Now what did God cause to pass in front of Moshe? Kol. V'yi ha'inyin v'yavor kol Hashem al panav v'yikra. Listen to this one, it's very strange. The kol Hashem passed in front of Moshe and called. Now, what is he doing better than Unculus? Right? Ukvar biarnu hasheila hasholas haloshin lekol. Avra, we heard, that's how we started the parak. We said vayavor could be referring to a kol. Vayav your kol amachana. So what does it mean, vayavor Hashem al ponov? So Unkla says vayavor shechinte. So he's putting in a missing word, so to speak. So he says we can put in the missing word. We can say vayavor kol Hashem al ponov. The kol of Hashem passed in front of Moshe. Vayavir kol machna. V'yiya ha-kol ha-hu ashir korah. This is this. Strangest thing. It's that kol that called out. Okay. V'lo tarchuk yos ha-kriya miyucheses l'kol. It shouldn't be strange to you that we call, that we attribute kriya to a kol. Right? As opposed to a person. Ki be'elu amilos ba'atzman bo ha-sipor al diburo yisparach l'moshe. Omar Vayishma es hakol midaber a love. He heard the voice speaking to him. Okay. Kimo she yaches hadibor lekol, ken yaches hine hakriya lekol. So just like over there it says the dibor is related to the kol, here it is the kriya. Klomar, yaches amir vakriya lekol, Omar. Kol Omer Kora v'Omar Ma'ekra v'yapirus lefiza inyan kain. So this is how you learn pshat. Vayavor Kol Hashem alponov. So the voice, the kol, whatever kol means, the kol of Hashem, the sound of Hashem, the kol passed and called out Hashem Hashem. What does it mean? The voice called out Hashem Hashem. It means it's calling to God. It's kefol Hashem Hashem lekriya, like Moshe Moshe, Avram Avram. Vizeo gam kein pirish no emeod. That's also a very nice pshat. He says velo tarche kayos zeha inyan ha'amok harochok lahasigo sovel pirushim rabim. Ram is very open-minded here. He says it's not strange. It's not strange or far-fetched to say that this deep, this matter that's very deep and distant to understand, tolerates different interpretations. He says, "Ki ze lo yazik b'masha anachnu bo." It doesn't do any harm with what we're doing here. V'yolecho livchor. It's up to you to choose. Eza min ha'amunos shetirza. You can choose whatever you want to believe about this. He says, "Im sheyiyeh ha'maimet agodol ahu kulomar nevua below sofa." You could learn the whole thing as nevua. Ve'ashtadlis kulo hasagos sichlios hashebikesh v'sheh nimna menon. The whole ma'isa was a nevua and Moshe trying to get knowledge that he couldn't get. Va'asher hisig hakol sichli ein chushbo. You can interpret the whole thing as completely happening in Moshe's mind, or Moshe through a nevuah, no sensational phenomenon at all, like we originally explained. Oh, hayasham imzeh, listen to this, hasogas chush reos, or maybe there was some physical visualization, some actual visualization. Okay, that would be like Unculus. Ova ledovar nivra b'riyoso yagia shlemus ha'asaga ha'sichlius. That's the point that's important. So, what is the benefit of that visual shchina, kavod nivra, passing in front of him? Why wouldn't it all just be sichli? I mean, the knowledge he's looking for is definitely conveyable through nevuah. So, what would be the point of having this Shechina past this representation, this kavod nivra? So here's what Ram reveals, an amazing idea. He says, it's possible to say that the dovar nivra b'riyaso yagia shlemus ha'asaga sichlus. Somehow or other, that visualization brought him to a greater perfection of intellectual comprehension. Kamosha pirish unklus zeh. Im lo hoyisah saga hamaris ahi gamkein b'mara nevuah. Now he's going through, I think, what Ariel was hinting at before. Maybe the whole, maybe even when Unkla says he saw the Shechina, that whole thing was a Mar Nevoah. Okay. But, so he gives you a lot of choices. Kamosher Baba Avram, Vinei Tanor Eish, Velapid Eish, Asher Ova. Oh, Shehoya Imze Hasogas Chush Ozen Gamkein. That's the way he wants to learn. That it was a Kol Nivra. And it was audible. V'yiha kol hu asher ovar al ponov asher hu nivra gam kein below sofek. So again, here the Rambam has a case of a kol hanivra, of some idea of a kol hanivra that it sounds like he's saying is assisting him in this, in shlemus hasogas hasichlus. That's why Barb No quotes you back over here.
Is there like a preference to say one way or the other?
He says whatever you feel is true, you get to choose. How does he put it?
Professor?
Hold on 1 second. V'haya kol hu asher ovar al ponav asher hu nivra gam kein b'lo sofek bacher eze min ha-deo shetirtza. Choose whichever of these opinions you wish. Ki ha-kavana kula shelo tamin omro hine vayavo Hashem kimo avor lefnei ha'am ki Hashem yisal le'en aguf. The main thing is you don't believe that God passed by Moshe. That's the main thing. You want to believe it's Olamar Nevuah, you want to believe it's a covered Nivra of a Shechina, you want to believe it's a covered, it's a Nivra of a Kol. Any of those things are fine, just don't believe the that one. Ki Hashem yisal le'en aguf v'lo Tichshar Ela Olav to Hatnua. You can't. It's not possible for him to have to movement. V'yeshu Shiyomar Shu Ovar Lefiha Anocha Harishona Belashon. Okay. In terms, knows that first physical interpretation of Ovar is inapplicable to God. Right. The first interpretation. But it's a very interesting Rambam over here. That he's saying it could be for Moshe it was a call. I mean, it does sound like by the Sneh there was some call, right? And that call, he's saying, it's possible, whatever that Nivra is, to bring him to Shlemus Hasaga Hasichlius. Yeah.
You're saying,
what does he mean that the call itself is Kore? It's interesting. It's a strange. He wants to say the coal was Kore. The coal passed in front and was Kore. And he's making this point. You'd be miyaches the kriya to the coal. And the dibur to the coal.
What does that mean? It's not like saying
the father's coal. Fodi says over here, he says, Rutz Lomer, Im nomar acha shayisa hasaga hi nevuis, lama hayatzarach kavara nivra, chutz la nefesh. Why would he need some external stimulus? So here the Ram is hinting at us, hinting to us, wherever there's a kavod hanivra, what its purpose is. What its purpose is. Yeah. Now would you say in terms of the first two Dibros, the Rambam is indicating that in conjunction with the knowledge of that truth, the Kavod HaNivra was able to, the Kol was able to bring them to a certain Shlemus, that they're Roy in those two areas for some kind of a Nevuah experience. The only problem is, so what does he mean when he says that, that Moshe told him what it meant? It would seem to me like this, if you're going to take all of this together, right? The Ram is saying that there is a phenomenon of Nevuah. Okay, there's a phenomenon of Nevuah, no doubt. Correct? The phenomenon of nevuah requires a certain shlemus sichli. Okay. There is also a phenomenon of a kavod nivra that can assist a person in attaining a certain level of completion and perfection in his knowledge, and thereby assist him in his nevuah. Right, like he says by Moshe, Vayavar Shem Alpanav, Vayikra, that God caused the kavod nivra to pass in front of Moshe, and he says, I don't know if you got that part, Ariel, but the Ram says, what was the purpose of that kavod nivra? It was to complete his, Be'oso, he says, Ovaledavar ha-nivra b'riyaso yagia shlemus ha-hasaga ha-sichlis. That's the kavod nivra. Not just a light show, right? It's to bring him to a certain, to help him reach a shlemus of ha-hasaga ha-sichlis. So it's some assistance in that framework. Yeah.
So it's like there's an idea, and then this is helping them understand that idea, or is the means of transmitting that idea?
Neither. It is the means, I don't know how it works, but it's the means of completing his, of, let's say, maybe concentrating his mind, somehow enabling his mind to reach a perfection. And thereby he can get nevuah.
Oh.
Right. So it could be like this. It seems we have to go through it. I mean, it is confusing in the Rambam, but it does seem like he's saying like this. That now, depending on the level you're on, right, the kol will affect you differently. The same kol will affect you differently. Okay. Right, because depending on the level you're on, that means how much more you need to go in order to attain a level of perfection. So if there's a kavod nivra that could affect one person from his madrega, it's not necessarily going to affect another person on his madrega. Right? So maybe that's what the Ram is trying to get at over here. That there was some kol nivra that everyone experienced. Now for the lowest level person, it had to be, because of the lowest level person, it had to be something that was mafchid. And I'm leaving a lot of blank spaces, right? I'm just trying to sketch out an outline over here. So don't ask me detailed questions about how does that work? Okay. Let's just see if the blueprints work out. If not, there's no point in going further. But the basic sketch seems like he's saying, since the first Dibros were themselves matters of intellectual content, purely sichli, not reasonable ideas like don't murder, meaning phenomenon, intellectual phenomena, okay? The people were prepared with that knowledge. The only problem is knowledge alone is not what puts you on the level of nevuah. There's Gibor, Ushir, right? All these other things. Those are different facets of man. The coal that was terrifying was able to bring even the ordinary person to the place where that knowledge of those ideas is clear and not drowned out by all the distractions and hevel that people chase all day long. For some reason or other, that call had that impact on those people. It was therefore simultaneously terrifying, because to shake you from out of your framework of reality is a terrifying experience, right? Just drop yourself into an unknown location, you'll feel an instant terror. So imagine the whole world that you think of is totally different than you're used to. Of course, it could be terrifying. Okay. But that enabled everyone to be on the level to attain at least some modicum of what we consider to be a nevuah regarding those two dibros, at least in some way. Of course, the pisuk dvarim, that they couldn't have. It wasn't. Moshe still had to come down and convey to them the detailed statement. That was not attainable for some reason, even on their boosted level. So that's what he means to say. The kol affected everyone, even Moshe apparently was assisted by that call. It was one call, but not everybody was affected by it the same. And the degree that the average person was affected by it was only sufficient to bring them to a realization of Anochi and Lo Yielecha. But Moshe's Nevuah was able to be affected to the highest degree because he only needed a little bit more to perfect him or whatever it is. Therefore, his call, that's what it means, the call was not the same for everybody. Doesn't mean they heard words in the call, but I'm going with the Ram and Chaf Aleph. The call was some kind of an Azer that was Mashlim, the Hasaga Sichlis, but depending on where you are, that's going to be the degree of Shlemus that you're going to attain. That's going to affect the degree of Shlemus you're going to attain. I mean, I think it's interesting. I'm scavenging. Yeah. I'm saying we don't have to learn like the Abarbanel. We can learn like Ariel and Matthew learning that everybody, that the Rambam is not saying it's a new opinion. He's laying out, he's building up. He's saying there is an idea. You want me to give you credit?
Why?
There is an idea. Okay,
I'll take it.
That's the only way to stop you from arguing is to say it's yours. We're gonna say that it was a call. He says that it's impossible for everybody to get Nevuah, right? And then he says, but Chazal also say the first two Dibros.
Why doesn't your
chat work in the Babylon? Because the Babylon saying they're arguing. That's the only point I'm making.
Yeah, but I mean, the part that they agree on is still the part. The point,
yeah, but why should we say they're arguing? You don't need to say that.
Because I think the way my brother has explained it to me was,
yeah,
that the Barbanel...
Yeah, right, but the important, right, but the important, the important point is, but the,
not
that the Rambam said. Okay, now, the question is whether the Rambam was interpreting the other opinion to mean that they heard the literal words, and that's what he's rejecting. But the important point is that I think it's the important point for Masorah. I mean, to me, the important point is it does come out that I think the Rambam is agreeing. That the Rambam is saying that although he doesn't hold they heard the words of the Dibros like Moshe, the first two Dibros like Moshe did, they did experience some reality of Nevuah regarding those two, that they could therefore say was a Dibur Hashem to them too.
Nevuah or Kol Nivra?
No, the Kol Nivra brought them some kind of a Nevuah.
Why do it say it was a Nevuah as opposed to just have said about the Indian?
Because that's what the Rambam says, that Nevuah, the call, brings a person to a shlemus of his seichel.
He says that in the other place.
In the other place.
Not here, right.
There's a saga through a call Nevuah is what we're calling Nevuah.
Well, it means like this. It's not... The call was not a voice. That's his main thing. The call was not Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Seichel, right? It wasn't that. And it wasn't just a big horn that Moshe came down and said, this is what it means. Right? The thing is, Abarbanel just heaps questions on the Rambam. Those kinds of questions. Like, makes me not sure about what... That's why I don't know if the Abarbanel really is agreeing exactly what we're saying. Because Abarbanel says, according to the Rambam, why do they have any emunah at all that what Moshe said is true? I mean... what was the call? Call could have just... Why was that call any different than the other call? I mean,
right.
Those are his questions. He goes through tons of questions. The problem is he disagrees with the Rambam about Nevuah in the first place. So that was the last chapter. He holds Nevuah is like something that is not natural, and it's something that can be
bestowed upon them.
They needed a three day crash course, but after that it was sufficient. He says, but according to the Rambam, he says, "V'im ha'yu k'divrei Rav shelo shamu ki im kol otzo mibli havana ma'ha'yisa ha'mayla b'shmias ha'kol hazeh yosem b'shmias kol ha'shofar v'shar kol ha'kolos sheshamu ba'osa ma'imad v'rei kulam ha'yu kolos nivroyim al dasa al derech ha'pela ma'giyim lo azneim ki kamos zeh ken kamos zeh. Ech yomar al zeh bavur yishma ha'am bedabri imoch v'gam b'choya minu le'olam ki heim ula yachshu shloya kolahu inyin nevui klau.
Moshe also heard a call never.
Aval hoya ki inyin kol ha'shofar v'haramim. I know, but how could they say And we'll see, the nation will see me speak to you. How can God say, the nation will see me speak to you, and all they heard is a big giant call? Right?
Well, it looks like God's speaking.
Vishem, 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 Ushema, Shehigin, Moshe, Aleim, Sheshoma, Vehavim, Yakol, Hayisa, Beduya, Bida, Milibo. No, it's, he heard a big voice. You heard, yeah, there was a big call, right? And then Moshe comes down and says, hey, you know what that call just said? Right?
Right.
So he said, how do they know he's not making it up?
Well, no, didn't they already like, get the point, though? They got the point from when they heard the big sound.
Eich imkein bavor zeh yaminu boli olam. Yomar al hakol hazeh habilti muvan atem re'isem kim min ha-shamayim dibarti imochem. What, if they heard an unintelligible call, he says, what does it mean? Atem re'isem kim min ha-shamayim dibarti imochem. Lo sasuniti elei chesef. Rats lo, me'acha she'shomatem ba'oznechem. Lo yelachol himachirim aponai she dibarti imachem en shemayim ein roi she tason od Eloi chesav Eloi zov v'nei hem yeshivu lazeh lo shamanu. We didn't hear that. Ki him kol ha'pasha u'moshe amar mashir
ratzo. If this, according to Ram, this voice was definitely somehow causing him to intuit, not intuit, but at least comprehend to either a greater degree or.
Well, that's what we're trying to. That's what we're trying to explain. That's what we're trying to say to explain to resolve these problems. But he's.
Doesn't Rome say that explicitly?
That what?
They were hissing the proofs through these, or hissing the ideas through these.
He says v'hisigu bo shtei adibros harishonos. So we're trying to explain what it, we're trying to explain. What does it mean? V'hisigu bo shtei adibros harishonos. Right.
But whatever it is, it's through those kalos that they were hissing it.
I understand. But then he says, V'dash, Zeh kol gamkein ein madre gosam bo, shove madre gas Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does he mean by that? I'm trying to explain, what does he mean by that? Wait, what is that last sod? No, that's an important point. What is that last sod? He says the sod, no, but he says what it is, a little bit. Right? He says, you can at least say what Unkelus says. Right? The Yismalel and Malil, right?
Not familiar enough with the dictum. Oh,
no, I'm sorry. And that's his Min Kodem Hashem, right? Wasn't that his emphasis? Min Kodem Hashem.
The guy keeps saying, Vayadaber Umalal, Vayadaber Umalal.
I know, but it says, in the end, it says, Ve'al Yadaber Imanol Kim Tirgumo V'lo Yismalel Imana Min Kodem Hashem. Right, he nehivdil lecha olav hashalom haklal hashir hivdal nu. So Unkelus is giving you this distinction. Ve'elu an yanim go, yeah, that what? That for Moshe, it was considered like a speech, direct, he wants to say. And for them, it was something that was coming from God. Min kodem Hashem. It wasn't conveyed as a direct, it's not depicted as a direct conveyance. In other words, for Moshe, for Bnei Yisrael, it would seem the call itself was the very cause of their ability to perceive from God, whereas for Moshe it was not.
So when Bnei Yisrael tell Moshe Rabbeinu, let now God yidaber with us, speak with us, and the uncle says speech should not be yidmelal with us,
min kadam Hashem, meaning to say. At least this is the way these guys
supposed,
want to do
it. Supposed to min Hashem?
Right. There was no emtsos. He says, Ratzaloma, Moshe ben Eloha Yisalo ha-saga be-emtsos shum dover. Omnam Yisrael, shoya kol ha-hu ha-nivra, mashlem iyunam ha-sichli al-derech ha-chikui, k'moshe b'yarnu, omar unklus v'al yismali monam in kodam Hashem, mora. She-shlemus ha-saga sa yisa be-emtsos.
Doesn't it say Moshe ben didn't use the kol nivra as a means of his saga?
V'zeu she'omar min kodem Hashem v'dover ha'mitzoi hoyo ha'kol ha'nichba v'dover. It means to say like this, that the call for them was the entire reality of Nevuah was based on that call. That call related to them in a different, in an essential way. And that was the vehicle of their ability to have any Nevuah. That experience was, huh?
What do you mean?
It was... What put them on the level of being a Navi was the call.
Are we assuming that they had, in our final rendition of this final verse, are we assuming that they had Nevuah, or they had a knowledge
from
their Kol Nivra that was comparable to the knowledge of a Navi insofar as that's primary knowledge?
I'm saying there's no difference between those two. I'm saying it means to say they. Let's say. This is the key question. Okay. I know we said something different last time, but I'm thinking it over again now. But is it simply like Afodi was saying, that they had the truth of the knowledge, they had the logic of Anochi and Lo Yielecha, but emotionally, whatever it wasn't real to them. And then the coal, boom, gave them, I see, everything that I learned fits into place, and now I recognize it can't be anything
full
else.
Full conviction.
Full conviction, right?
Sounds good.
Or could we borrow a little from the Barbanel and say that Kol HaNivra, that together with their knowledge of the idea ahead of time, the Kol HaNivra put them in a position that they could receive some kind of an experience of the knowledge in some kind of a derech nevuah. I don't know exactly what that is, but a perception of the idea from God that they could not have without the shleimus of the kavod nevuah.
What would portion us towards that pshat?
Because that's what it would mean, that they heard it from the kol.
They heard it from the kol. I mean,
isn't that the statement?
I'm saying the Rambam openly distinguishes between the Navi and rational proof, let's say, and says that in this area there are...
And also because the problem is, what does he mean that they both related to the call, but differently?
Right.
What was the matter with
that? In other words, is Moshe getting something from the call or not? Are they getting something from the coal? I mean, what does it mean? In what way are they both getting something from the coal, and in what way are they different?
They're both getting something from the coal in the sense that they're getting something, and they're different in the sense that they're getting more.
Well, let's say if it's...
But it says in the first two, they all got it, Mipi
HaGvura. There's different levels of understanding of, like, Yichud Hashem.
In other words, the question is like this. When Rambam says, what does it mean they all got it, Mipi HaGvura? Because the knowledge of the Navi and the knowledge of logic is indistinguishable,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Does he mean to say that we can therefore call knowledge that you get from logic like you got it from God, from Nevuah?
I assume it's a different meaning.
Or does he mean, therefore, they're capable of, with the Kavod Nivra, having an experience of Nevuah vis-a-vis knowledge that is indistinguishable from Nevuah? And in that sense, you can say, those first Dibros, they didn't get the Dibor of the Dibros, Mipi HaGvura. They didn't have a Nevuah on the level of, that's something different. That's something that Moshe had. And maybe even the Kol assisted Moshe in that. But it was just a small qualification to him. For them, it was the entire substance of putting them on the Madrega where they can now relate to an experience of God conveying them these ideas. In some fashion. Each person, the Madrega also.
And why is it not just simpler to say that it wasn't Nevuah in the classical sense, but what the Rambam means is that their knowledge was equivalent because they both had it in a primary way without an intermediary?
I think that does too much abuse to the statement. Shehem higi aleihem kamoshi higi lemoshe rabbeinu. Anochi velo yelcha mipi hagevura shom And all the statements that the Barbanel says, we heard. What does it mean? Dibarti imachem lo sasun iti elohe chesef. You can twist it, but why should you twist it? I don't know why you would want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, doesn't that take away from the whole? I mean,
it's from the whole then.
Look.
If it's just through logical proof.
You don't have to take away from the event. Look, okay. Yeah, if it's just logical proof, it takes away from the event. Unless you say, oh, but it's an only God could make this kavod nivra, could create a voice that would make everybody concentrate on that idea. You could say that. That wouldn't. Or you could say, no. Here's the question. Here's the main question. Did that call impress upon them that they were in the presence of God, or impress upon them that God is true?
Well, I think if it does the first, it'll certainly do the second, though.
Exactly, but it does the second, it doesn't do the first.
Right.
So that's what I'm asking you.
Which one did it do?
Yeah.
The first.
That's what I prefer.
Presumably the first, yeah.
But you're saying the second.
No.
You're saying the second. You're saying it just was a call that made them know that what the idea they had in their mind is true. It doesn't mean that this call is a representation of God. It doesn't mean this call is an experience of revelation. It just means now it's something that made them know that God is true.
Well,
is that the import of Maimon HaSinai?
I mean, it's a miraculous.